House Levin. Feel free to take a few more photos here. Now we'll go back up along Schlachtensee and through the subway onto Krottnaurer Straße. Now turn left onto Waldsängerpfad, and at number 3 you can see Haus Levin. With this house, we get to know an outstanding modernist villa. Built between 1929 and 1930 by Peter Behrens, it was intended for the psychologist Kurt Levin, who as a Jew had to emigrate to the USA in 1933. In Behrens' work, this house marks his turning towards new objectivity. I would now like to tell you a little more about him, because he really fascinates me. The beginning of objective and industrial design in architecture is often associated with the person of Peter Behrens. He recognized earlier than others the important position of industry in social life and immersed himself deeply in the language of industrial form. His works were always based on the premise of combining art and technology. This connection can be seen, for example, in Behrens' design for the German embassy in St. Petersburg. There he decided to furnish the interior with numerous products of German industrial culture. He is particularly known for his extensive design work as an artistic advisor for AEG before the First World War. AEG stands for Allgemeine Elektrizitätsgesellschaft and was one of the world's largest producers of electrical equipment at the time. Incidentally, Behrens also developed the world's first corporate identity design for them. Have you ever heard of this? Corporate identity design aims to provide an image that is uniform across a company. The architectural office led by Behrens gained special significance because several architects who later became famous, among them Walter Gropius, Ludwig Mies van der Rohe and Le Corbusier, worked there around the same time as him. In his lifetime, Peter Behrens created many buildings with which he initiated the transition from Art Nouveau to the rationalism of the Bauhaus period. He was also very involved in the organization of associations. For example, he was co-founder of the well-known Munich Secession, the Vereinigte Werkstätten für Kunst und Handwerk, freely translated the Unified Workshops for Art and Handcraft, and the German Werkbund. With the founding of the Zehnerring, he pursued the unification of all modern architectural trends. Behrens also taught his understanding of art at several state institutions. From 1902 to 1903, he directed the masterclasses at the Bavarian Gewerbemuseum in Nuremberg, was subsequently director of the Düsseldorf Kunstgewerbeschule, a school of applied arts, and in 1922 taught at the Vienna Academy of Fine Arts. He got around quite a bit, didn't he? He continued his work even during the Nazi era, working with Hitler's chief architect Albert Speer from 1934 onwards. 2 years later, he became head of the master studio at the Prussian Academy of Arts. Behrens died in 1940 in Berlin. Of course, a house is not only determined by its architecture, but also by the people who live in it. Have you already discovered the plaque commemorating the former owner of the house? The Vienna-born actor and director Fritz Wisten, who was also the artistic director of the Jewish Cultural Association at the time, lived here from 1934 to 1962. His career began after the First World War at the German Theatre in Stuttgart. He won the hearts of audiences with numerous character roles, for example as Mephisto in Goethe's Faust, and by participating in plays such as The Green Cockadoo by Arthur Schnitzler and The Captain of Köpenick by Karl Zuckmayer. You can imagine that the year 1933 heralded a turning point in his career. Under National Socialist rule, his merits were quickly forgotten and his contract at the Landestheater was not renewed. He left Stuttgart and hoped to continue his career in Berlin. The Jüdische Kulturbund, a Jewish cultural association, eventually engaged him as artistic director and stage manager. During the November pogrom of 1938, Wisten was taken to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp and imprisoned there. However, he was very lucky and was soon released. Because of his marriage to Gertrud Wittmann, a non-Jewish actress from Stuttgart, he was able to avoid further deportation, but he had to do forced labor until the end of the Second World War. The Wisten couple temporarily hid Jews in this house. After the end of the war, Wisten joined the Deutsche Theater in Berlin and took over as director of the Theater am Schiffbauerdamm. From 1953 to 1961, he was director of the Volksbühne Berlin. Wissen received numerous awards and honors, such as the National Prize of the GDR, second class, and the Goethe Prize of the City of Berlin. In 1960, on the occasion of his 70th birthday, he was awarded the Fatherland Order of Merit in silver. He died here in his home 2 years later. I always find it fascinating what stories old houses can tell. Let's move on to Krottnauer Straße number 8. Have you already spotted the fenced-in house with the flags? That's right, it's an embassy. But do you know which country it belongs to? A little hint. You can see the coat of arms on the cornice of the building. Judging by the architecture of the house, you can tell that it must have been built around 1900. Strictly speaking, it was built between 1899 and 1900 by the Heimstetten Aktiengesellschaft, HAG for short, as one of their most prestigious houses in Schlachtensee. Today, it is the residence of the Croatian embassy.